Iranians have been using the app Clubhouse, which hosts people joining discussions on lots of topics, your choice. At first, it seemed like Iranian officials were surprisingly open to the conversations. They joined in themselves. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, after a controversy involving the country's top diplomat, some are calling for Clubhouse to be restricted or banned.
Hania, a language teacher in Tehran, likes to join conversations on Clubhouse about poetry, literature, and education. Reached via WhatsApp, she asked that her family name not be used for fear of retribution for speaking with an American media outlet. What makes Clubhouse popular? Hania has some ideas about that.
Well, Iranians have always liked social apps. The reason might be that building relationships and connections in the outside world is harder. Some people are shy, but in cyber world, people can talk more freely. And I think if this app is not filtered in future, it has a really high potential for all people to express their ideas freely.
Hania says she stays out of the political conversations, but she's noticed that the invitation-only app became a virtual soapbox for some, including Iranian officials.
The presence of Iranian politicians on Clubhouse has been very interesting. I've heard from my own friends who participated in Mr. Zarif's room, for example, about the China deal.
That's Zarif, as in Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. On March 31st, officials were on Clubhouse taking questions about a new agreement between Iran and China when Zarif himself popped into the conversation. Amir Rashidi, a New York-based digital rights and internet security researcher, says the conversation turned from the China deal to politics. Rashidi says Zarif exploded in anger at a recent TV series in Iran called Gando, reportedly produced with the aid of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, that portrays the Iranian government and the foreign minister in particular as corrupt and incompetent.
Well, he was really mad, yelling because of, you know, he was really outrageous about that TV series. Basically, his argument was, we are trying to do our best. I want to go back to the university and, you know, teaching and things like that.
Rashidi and others say those kind of direct conversations don't normally happen in Iran. But let's make clear that Clubhouse is not a huge phenomenon in Iran, perhaps being used by tens of thousands of Iranians. And while Zarif and Iranian officials have used Clubhouse, pressure to restrict it in Iran could mount as the June election nears. Rashidi cites the example of another app, Telegram, which Iranian reformers successfully used in 2016 to mobilize support for their parliamentary candidates.
But a month after that, the Iranian authority arrested 12 admin of reformist Telegram channels. And basically 2 months after the election, they blocked Telegram.
Rashidi says the fate of Clubhouse in Iran may depend on what kind of presidential election the authorities want this June. A lively race with high voter turnout or a tightly controlled process that improves the odds for their preferred candidate. If it's the latter, Clubhouse could face official scrutiny. The hardline Kayhan news outlet has already begun calling on the government to impose, quote, authoritarian filtering on such platforms. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.